The Girl Who Played Go is the first novel by Beijing-born writer Shan Sa to be translated into English. It appeared here last year and has recently been published in paperback. Alan Chews has a review.
My misfortune that it took a year after the publication of this powerful little novel for me to get around to reading it. I remember being intrigued by the title, but somehow putting it aside. What I was missing. The Girl Who Played Go is set in southern Manchuria during the Japanese occupation of the early 1930s. It has two main characters. One is a young Japanese military officer, fluent in Chinese, who's posted to an ancient city called A Thousand Winds. The other is the go-playing girl of the title. She's a 16-year-old schoolgirl wrestling with adolescence who falls in love with a local boy who turns out to be deeply involved in the anti-Japanese resistance movement. She also happens to be a fanatical practitioner of the 3,000-year-old board game played with hundreds of white and black stones, a game that hones the strategic skills of any player. Shan Sa's strategy is to have these two characters meet over games of Go in the main square of A Thousand Winds, while rebellion and war rages around them, and love, romantic love, love of country, love of life, soon twists their hearts, keeps them apart, and finally brings them together only to tear them asunder. In this translation by Adrianna Hunter, the language is frank yet lyrical, and the story exact yet elegiac, dream-burdened yet realistic. It's a hard-edged view of occupation and insurrection, and a seductive romance all in one, with the addictive game of Go at the center of it.
The book is The Girl Who Played Go by Shan Sa, translated by Adrianna Hunter. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.